back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that everybody go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. Download our app, get Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Go to the Apple and Google store. Download our app. Best way to listen to Devil Radio. Pointed out before, I'm going to point out again. There's another reason for it. If you are listening to this station on the AM, 1580 AM, the FCC requires all AM stations to power down during the dark months earlier. Reason has a lot to do with the ionosphere and sun waves, and I'm not getting into that right now. But that's the fact of the matter. So if you get it on the AM, great. But you should definitely download the app if you can. And then frankly, even if you get it on 92.7 FM, different physics on FM, nevertheless, take Devil Radio with you, much wider range. We have a statewide following, big listenership in Milwaukee, big listenership upstate, believe it or not, big listenership in Chicago. So there you have it. And while you're at it, on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it on because our listeners asked us to. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, attacking our elections, pushing the big lie, pushing Trump. And this station is the most prominent, probably the strongest voice against those 80 broadcasts. You want to support Devil Radio, it gives you a lot of ways and ideas how to do it. We're going to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse. He took the stand yesterday. And I'll tell you, I've practiced law for 40 years. I did largely civil litigation, but I did handle some criminal matters, especially early on, appointed by a court in some cases for private clients. I have taken criminal cases to jury verdict. I've gotten an acquittal in one of them. However, what I'm about to say, I think is something that many lawyers would agree with. First of all, I'm not sure if I were his lawyer, I would put Kyle Rittenhouse on the stand. There's always this kind of flush of excitement. Let's put the guy on the stand and he'll give his version. Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two people. The third one, he blew his bicep off. And he was walking around 17 years old with an illegal AR-15 strapped to his chest, walking around Kenosha, looking for trouble, a wannabe who wanted to be a cop, wanted to be a firefighter, a wannabe, and now he claims self-defense. I think that it would have been much more effective if he had just sat there, and he still looks very young. He's 18, but he's a small, pudgy kid, and sit there and just argue off of the videos and argue off of the testimony of people that did come in. Because once you put a defendant on the stand, the jury is a complicated lie detector machine that's better than any lie detector. It's a complicated MRI machine that bores right into you. You can't lie to a jury. They're not going to be faked out. Some of them may be. But overall, they're going to seize on little things you say. And here are a couple of the things that I don't think helped Rittenhouse at all. And some national commentators might disagree, but a lot of those national commentators never tried a case, never tried any case, much less a criminal case. For one thing, when he broke down in tears, that looked contrived to me, fake tears, rehearsed, absolutely rehearsed. He'd gasp for air, sort of like a frog, and then he'd peer around with his eyes to see how people were reacting to it. If you looked at his lawyer's face, because they had a split screen on one of them, the lawyer standing there like a movie director analyzing an actor. Somebody in the jury is going to pick up on that. And the idea that somehow this jury is going to feel sympathy for him based on that, they're going to figure, why is he faking it? There will be jury sympathy for a 17-year-old kid at the time. There will be. And obviously a wannabe strutting around, But there are other things that did not have to come in, and they did because he was on the stand. They did because he was on the stand. The prosecutor asked him that he understand that he can't use deadly force to defend property. The standard in Wisconsin and most states, you can only use deadly force to defend yourself from death or great bodily injury. If somebody's about to kill you, somebody is about to cause you great bodily injury, you can use deadly force. In this particular case, they will claim that the one guy pointed a gun at him, okay, but he killed two other guys, and one of them shot four times lying on the ground, and he was not armed. Then the TikTok address of Kyle Rittenhouse came in. His TikTok name is Four Rooms, Four Doors, More Whores. They didn't even comment on it, but this guy doesn't look as innocent as he seems. And they asked him if he played violent video games. And at first, he said, well, not really. And then finally, yeah, a little bit. And then finally, yeah, I play him with this guy. That hedging around, you know, BZ, hey, I'm a kid. Yeah, I play games. Yeah. So when he was absolutely rehearsed, they put him through acting school. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, hallelujah. I was thinking the same thing. I watched that trial live, almost every minute of that thing, because I was watching that kid, and I thought to myself, man, they've worked with him. Because throughout the trial, you know, you'd see him in the background. I'd watch it from different, you know, because it was broadcasted on all kinds of stations all over the country. And there were a lot of people watching. And that kid never showed one ounce of remorse while sitting with his lawyers. None. And then he was watching his mom, and at the same time, It was interesting because I was watching mom's face because, you know, throughout, and she was, as he was testifying, she'd get these different looks on her face, and the kid would kind of do the same thing. And mom was sobbing when he was sobbing. And the thing that just really bothers me more than anything is the victims. And that you can't call victims in that courtroom. I know that you can't slant the jury and that kind of thing, but they were gol darn victims. And they were there to have their voices heard. And they didn't attack him. And what does that say to us? If you try to protect yourself from some vigilante carrying a weapon, he can kill you if he feels like he's being threatened. And it was amazing because all of the time when he was answering the questions, the prosecutor finally got on the ball in the very end because I know his hands were tied behind his back with all these restrictions that he could bring up on Kyle Rittenhouse. And he finally started really getting into this kid's personality. No kid, I don't care, or adult with a personality like that kid had should ever have an automated weapon because everything was against him. It was against me. I felt threatened. Well, what about the other guy? No empathy for anybody at all. It was all about him, just like Trump, just like all those people that are following and going after people. He fit that profile psychologically, and that kid, you know, I don't want to say how they should find him, but let me tell you one thing. That kid should never be allowed a gun or any kind of,
That is absolutely, you're absolutely right. And what I said before, the jury's a lie detector. If you have Gene of Eau Claire on your, you ain't getting away with it. You ain't getting away with lying. He did not show remorse. He sat there and there's very calculating. And I'll tell you some personal experience in trials that may surprise you. But there are a number of lawyers who will coach their clients to cry at a certain time to influence the jury. It works with women. Usually it doesn't work with men. This guy's a pudgy 17, 18-year-old, so he thinks he can get away with it. But I've tried a case. There's a guy who I will not name, a lawyer in Milwaukee, who when he has a client, they cry about an hour into their, they just burst out, and it's fake as hell is what it is, very fake. Very, very fake. I tried a case down in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was a securities fraud case. And these were three men up there And they all started to cry. It looked bizarre. And this is actually an arbitration. The arbitrators looked disgusted. That Kyle Rittenhouse, those were fake tears. They were fake tears. Thanks for calling. Going to the lines again. Rocky of Madison, I'll take you in order. You are going to all be gotten to. Rocky of Madison, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Yeah, I feel terrible about what happened in Kenosha. I hope justice comes up. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I do feel terrible that the police are part of it. They enabled this fellow to walk around with a gun during a riot, didn't interrupt it. They're responsible more than anybody during a riot to keep it under control. It's not up to the people in the crowd to go charge a guy with a rifle and take it away from him. That's police matter. The police, they gave him a bottle of water and told me he's doing a good job. That city needs to be sued by the victim's family and by the state of Wisconsin. Everybody, you know, anybody that could allow right. that to go on, they're part of the problem.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, law enforcement now has started to tip, and they're supposed to be neutral. They're starting to tip towards this kind of thing. You know, like, for instance, the Racine, and this is a different county, but the Racine sheriff goes, oh, I think that our state elections board should be prosecuted for felonies. Who the hell does he think he is? Keep your mouth shut, clown sheriff. Keep your mouth shut. You enforce the law. That's all we want to hear. And then in Kenosha, you know, the guy that shot Jacob Blake had stuck back on the force after he gunned a guy in the back 8 times in front of his kids in the back seat. Hey, we are going to exercise civilian control, okay, in Kenosha and in Racine. You're absolutely right. The police mollycoddled this guy. He was a wannabe walking around with an illegal AR-15 in the middle of a riot. What the hell do you think he was doing? Got to go to a break. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up if you're on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the brief break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.